Tara Reid, media should challenge Kamala Harris on Biden accusers. By Kyle Morris on August 12, 2020. Former Senate staffer Tara Reid, who has accused former Vice President Joe Biden of sexual assault, said Wednesday that it is time to ask Vice Presidential candidate Kamala Harris, D, the tough questions. Reid's remarks on journalists who have offered radio silence and little coverage of her 1993 claims against Biden came during an interview with Scott Whitlock of NewsBusters. Journalists should be asking her pointedly why there was a smear campaign on me and why Kamala was so aggressive and assertive with Kavanaugh. And here she knows there is a credible sexual assault accusation against Senator Biden, Reid said. Last April, Harris stated that she believed the women who said they felt uncomfortable after being touched by Biden. I believe them and I respect them being able to tell their story and having the courage to do it, Harris said at the time. You can't ignore it, Reid continued. This tactic of smear and ignore is not going to be effective with me. I will not be intimidated. I will not be silenced. No one is paying me. It has literally cost me everything. Reid also made it clear that she did not care which high-profile individuals endorse Biden, saying she cares more about the victims being able to tell their stories. I don't care if oligarchies or celebrities are supporting him, Reid asserted. What is more important to me is sexual assault survivors are allowed to come forward and have their stories told. By coming out, I lost a lot. But I don't regret it. Reid also weighed in on former President Bill Clinton's appearance at next week's Democratic National Convention, saying it is unconscionable. It's unconscionable, Reid said. Remember, I'm a lifelong Democrat. I voted for him and believed in him. It is unconscionable that he is being allowed to speak, and it speaks volumes about the Democratic National Committee. The only way we can stop human trafficking and sexual violence is to call it out and shine a light on it and not allow these people to continue in power. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.